Dockside, downtown Port Huron. I think that's Blues Image, I think, is the artist on that one. Anyway, we love breaking out the sailing music because, of course, it's time to celebrate. It's boat night, downtown Port Huron. It's a different boat night, but it is still boat night. And someone who usually is racing in the Port Huron, the Mackinac race, but isn't this year, is Grant Moore. And he's kind of been, this has been about the same time every year for the past two or three years now. We've been doing this, haven't we?
Yeah, well, and I'm excited to inform you that I am racing this year.
Oh, you are?
Yeah, so, you know, unfortunate circumstances had played out there, you know, this year with the, you know, additional docking related challenges that, you know, the DNR and Bayview were facing, and timed with the need to withdraw to retain the registration fee, a lot of boats dropped out. And so, you know, considering the fact that the Chicago race got canceled, I was supposed to be doing that race on Fast Tango out of Bayview, and have raced that with them for the last couple of years and had a lot of fun and success. And I was able to hop on board with them for the Port Huron race.
No way. Well, yeah. Awesome.
Yeah.
Because so you're usually rowdy,
yep,
right?
Yeah. So the last couple of years I've been on rowdy and, you know, a variety of other boats in the past, and been lucky enough to sail with a lot of great local people and, yeah, you know, great group of people that we race on different boats throughout the summer.
Well, I'm glad you still get to do that.
Exactly.
That's awesome.
You know, and it's an interesting year. This is the start of the racing season for a lot of people. And, you know, normally we've started racing beginning of May and, you know, we're well ramped up by now. So this will be the first time I'm on the start line this year.
Wow.
And so I'm excited for it.
So, yeah, you guys would usually, being a member of the Port Huron Yacht Club, do stuff pretty much every week.
Yep.
And
yeah,
you haven't been able to do any of those, have you?
No, but, you know, we've been lucky enough. You know, I did chime in earlier and heard some of Jason Michalak's, you know, you may categorize it as ramblings earlier, but we're lucky enough to be able to take Tyson's boat out a lot, the S279 Fun Uncle that we race on, and normally we'd have been all over the place racing on that. Normally my brother and I and Jim Cole and Nick Ward and, you know, a couple other fellas, but we've been out racing, you know, in a sense, you know, just around the lake and making the most of getting outside. But
you mentioned Fun Uncle. Yeah. Were you a part of that, you know, record-making team last year, where with all the different championships that were earned?
Yeah. So, you know, like I said, we've got a great network of, you know, guys that we can pull from that, you know, we get the opportunity to sail with, you know, on a variety of different boats. So, you know, between about a half a dozen of us, we've been successful with Tyson's boat, and you know, it's been a lot of fun. The last couple of years for the Nationals, we've been successful, and we've been able to carry that momentum over to, you know, a variety of different boats.
So really, you guys are really making a name for Port Huron, the Port Huron Yacht Club. You know, you guys are really putting us on the map, I guess, when it comes to competitive sailing.
You know, there's been a long history of success, you know, in the area, and we're just happy to, you know, have success with our own little adventures. But certainly always exciting to represent the Yacht Club, and I'm not on a Port Huron boat this year, but I'm definitely representing the club in spirit.
No, so that's awesome. We'll be rooting for you. And you said you're on what again?
I'm on Fast Tango.
Fast Tango.
And that's an NA40.
That is one of the fast ones too, isn't it?
Yeah, so you know, I've been lucky enough to be a part of the crew for Chicago the last couple of years, and it's definitely one that you know, people keep an eye out for. And this year it's interesting. You know, we've got the biggest class, and you know, with it there's a couple NA40s. Some of the larger Beneteaus in the 40-foot range that are also extremely competitive, with the Rogue Flying Buffalo is in our class. Hmm. And so given their rating, that'll be an interesting challenge. But we're excited to get out there and be racing up to the island.
So tell us a little bit, and I think I ask you this question every year, but what is it like to be out there racing through Lake Huron? I know you're not you're doing the shore coast,
yeah,
shore course, not the Cove Island coast, but still to be out in Lake Huron, kind of in the middle of nowhere. What's
Certainly.
That like?
Oh, I mean, it's just awesome. You know, I think for a lot of people, myself included, it's an opportunity to kind of hit the reset button and you know, go off the grid for a day or two.
Don't we all kind of need that?
Exactly,
right about now?
Exactly. So I'm glad to be able to make that happen. But you know, my first race, I did. On Rowdy, and we did the shore course. But since then, I think this is my seventh race, and the other six races have been on the Cove Island course.
Which one do you prefer?
Well, you know, I think that the shore course gets you up there a little bit quicker. So if you're in it for the partying, then you know, that might be your jam. But you know, it's really they both courses each present their own unique challenges, and you know, I enjoy kind of being out in the middle of the lake. I mean, you're really, there's no land in sight, and you're, when you're going to Cove Island, it's almost like there's two races. There's a race mm-hmm. to Cove Island, and then once you round that mark, you're opening a whole nother can of worms, and anything can happen between Cove Island and Mackinac.
Yeah. Well, you go change directions totally.
Yeah, certainly.
You go from north to west right
yeah.
there.
Yeah, well, and, you know, yeah. unfortunately, a lot of times the wind's coming exactly from where you're trying to go. So it can be a little bit grueling to around that mark and head right.
And what was
right
it, 2 years ago when there was like no wind at all?
Yeah, 2 years ago was a really long race. We ended up getting there Tuesday. But, you know, that was a year that we had success on Rowdy. We were able to get first in our class.
Just still, even though coming in Tuesday, you still
We got first in our class. And that, you know, that year as well on Fast Tango, we got first in our class and third overall for the Chicago race. So it was an awesome summer. And, you know, I've been, again, lucky to be a part of, you know, a lot of crews that have a lot of experience and time on the lake. So
another question I ask you every year, but it's worth repeating again: how do you get started in this sport? Because it definitely is it's a competitive sport.
Certainly,
it's something that you learn growing up, right?
Yeah. So I gained, you know, a little bit of exposure to sailboat racing, you know, growing up. My dad and grandfather have both been involved, and even my mom's done some racing in the past. So, you know, getting out there, you know, I've sailed on a bunch of different boats growing up, but found an interest in it, and over the years have gained more experience. And when I was at Western Michigan, sailed on the sailing team there. So I've been able to develop a nice network of people that, you know, you just continue to build on the experience. And I think it's something that's super unique to our area, you know, considering not only Port Huron, but the Great Lakes. Fresh water, you get some nice breeze. It's a, it's an awesome, awesome thing. So.
You know, you and I both 20-somethings. It's nice to see kind of young blood. I'm sure a lot of people are welcome having some fresh blood in the mix, because, you know, you kind of think about yacht racing and sailboats, and to see, you know, are there other people your age who get involved in this as well?
Certainly. You know, a lot of clubs throughout the Great Lakes do a great job with junior sailing programs and getting people involved at a young age. But, you know, over the years, just looking for opportunities to gain experience and just continuing to build on that is been the
continue the tradition.
Exactly.
Keep
you know,
it going for another generation.
Exactly. Yeah. Well, and, you know, one interesting fact that we kind of discovered on the way up during the Chicago race a couple years ago is that my dad, my grandfather, and myself have all won our class in Mackinac with Art Levasseur. So it's a local
that's
guy
special.
Here to the area.
That's
yeah, so it's pretty
special.
Cool. You know, and that's a testament to the community of sailing within the Great Lakes. It's a longevity, and it's just a unique, cool thing to do. So
that's great. So tomorrow we'll be out on the starting line. Not me per se, but Paul and Ted Everingham will be on the starting line boat.
Awesome.
Dennis will be in studio anchoring our starting line coverage. And Fast Tango, we'll be rooting you on.
I appreciate
absolutely.
That,
and we'll be following you all the way up to the island. I hope the wind's always at your back, and you maybe bring home some more birdies.
Yeah, well, you know, I think that you know, we'll be going into the wind a little bit this year, but I'm optimistic that it'll play in our favor. So
Grant Moore is a crew member usually on Rowdy. Yeah. Rowdy's not sailing this year, but Fast Tango is, and he hopped over aboard the Fast Tango and will be going up to the island. Grant, it's always great seeing you.
Yeah, man.
What a great day to be downtown. Yes, it's hot, But it always seems to be the hottest. This always seems to be the hottest week of the year for Port
Huron.
For
sure. Well, and it was nice. I could wheel my car right up next to the tent this year. It's weird seeing everything.
We're about it down here, to be honest.
Certainly. But either way, excited to have some energy towards getting the race going and the fact that it's happening. So.
Well, the best of luck to you, Grant Moore, speaking with us here.